It was a three-point shooting for Cimarron in the first half, but really look back, it was their hot run there in that third quarter. They started out a 14-2 run.
Yeah, they shot the ball well. We had some defensive breakdowns, and, you know, offensively we weren't getting anything going. We were struggling to you know, get anything inside, and just kind of in a lull, you know, offensively. But defensively, they really hit some shots. They started out early hitting a bunch of threes. As the first half, that's all they made, right? Five threes.
Yeah.
So a couple of times we didn't get out early enough on our switch, and other times they just stepped out even deeper and made them. So credit to them, and, you know, some things to learn from us. But I thought our guys battled, you know, coming back a couple of different times. And we had an opportunity in the end, and just couldn't get one to fall.
It looked like really in that first half and even the start of the second half, it was Cimarron really feeding off the momentum of their big shots there when you guys were trying to make something happen.
Yeah, they were playing with a lot of confidence, and that's a group that, you know, if they do make shots, they play extremely confidently, and they've got athletes out there, and they've got, you know, a few guys that can really shoot it. So that's going to add confidence to them, and they played harder on defense, you know, because of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The early part of the game, I thought we were trying to force it into the post too early. You know, we weren't making their defense move very much. And, it kind of cost us some possessions. We turned it over. But, you know, in the end, you know, as many things that, you know, kind of, you know, went wrong, you know, we still kept battling and giving ourselves a chance. You know, some of our guys were, you know, knocking down shots, going to the basket, and did a good job.
Yeah, you had Gus Hawkins. It was good to see him kind of back up what he did at Goodland on Tuesday night. He had 11 points there, but he also grabbed a lot of rebounds for you guys and had him around 8 or 9 boards there. But he did a lot of good things underneath there. I know he probably got a little excited there at the end and rushed a couple shots there.
Yeah. I mean, he did. You live with the effort.
Absolutely.
You know, he works his butt off down there. And it's not easy. It's not easy getting bodied up like that by 2 and 3 guys sometimes. You just got to continue to be strong and go up and he'll make that, and I'm sure he feels bad about it, but he doesn't need to, you know. He did what he could to try to get that in there, and then Carter had a look, Blaine had a look. We just couldn't get one to fall.
I tell you, Lawson Bailey had a good look there from half court there at the end. I thought that might have been on, but had a little bit too much arch on it, but you got to love him throwing up a pretty good shot there.
Yeah, we didn't have any more timeouts left, so, you know, we put the two guys deep and leaked Lawson out on the shots, see if we could get it up there and try to get at least a shot. And, you know, unfortunately it didn't go in, but like I said, they continue to battle, and now they've got to put this behind them and gear up for a really good team.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a couple of angry teams there on Tuesday night there in Lakin, you guys in Lakin there. And, you know, anything can happen. Everybody's 0-0, and I guess it's start of March Madness.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be a good atmosphere down there. Hopefully we get some people to go down there and watch the game and support the kids and see if we can go out there and pull off the upset.
You know, 20 games into the season, we've had a full regular season. Didn't know coming in if we're going to have that opportunity, and I think that's a credit for all the players that have been able to, you know, keep themselves healthy and safe during this pandemic.
Yeah, you know, it's everywhere you go, it's a little bit different, you know, with teams and how they deal with it. And we've been pretty fortunate to continue to let these guys play ball. So we're thankful for that. They've played hard, and it's been a rough season.
Yeah.
It's had its ups and downs, but, you know, they continue to work hard. But, yeah, it's good to, you know, have everybody in the gym and being able to play.
Coach Brian Gentry joining us here after a tough loss here to Cimarron. And thanks again, Coach. We'll do it again next month.
All right, thanks, Al.